If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration. Well, it's the end of the day on Friday, and that means it's time to play Issues Etc., soundbite of the week. Now, we've done our part. We've gotten the four soundbites together. We've put them where you can hear them. We'll play them here in just a minute. Your part is to listen and then to call, to email, to send us a tweet, to visit our Facebook fan page. In other words, to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Want to know where you're voting from and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for? Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Phone call votes get to go first, and the best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pin, and bumper sticker. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one comes from Katie Schuerman, talking about the best thing you can say to a barren woman.
In that moment, that barren woman's hope is not in having a child, because she knows in God's word, she actually has not been promised that he's going to do that. What she has been promised is that she is okay, and that even though she's barren, she is precious in the sight of her Lord. And so I think the most loving thing a person can do or say to a barren woman is to just let her be barren, is to speak the words of God to her, the promises that have been given to her, not the false promise that she will be able to make a baby if she goes and sees Dr. X. Instead, speak to her the promise that God promises to work everything for her eternal good, and that in Christ Jesus, she is made whole. Because while God has not given me a child today, he has given me the most precious gift of faith in him, and that is what comforts me. That is real, that is true, and no amount of fixing of my womb changes that. I know I'm blessed if God makes me a mother, and I know I'm blessed if he doesn't make me a mother. So I think the most loving thing that people can do for barren women is to let them be barren and encourage them to run and talk to their pastors, because that pastor is God's man there for her. Tell her to run to church where she can keep hearing those words of promise that will strengthen and build up her faith. And tell her to run to the altar where she can receive the body and blood of her Lord, which is there for her benefit.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? Give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about the state of preaching.
It is not our business to talk about the gospel, to talk about forgiveness. It is our task to preach the gospel. That is to tell people right in front, you, my friend, are a damned sinner under the law, and you, without faith in Christ, will go to hell. You, even you, sitting here in this church, the best of the moral people, you, without faith in Christ, will go to hell. It is not your church attendance which is going to save you. It is not your so-called moral life which will save you. Your good works are nothing, nothing if you expect to get some favor from God for them. They do nothing but earn you hell. Turn to Christ. Repent. And in repentance, one receives Christ. Christ is preached. You are forgiven. Are you a sinner? You better be a sinner, because Christ came only for the unrighteous, not for the righteous. He comes only for the sick, not for the well. He comes only for sinners. Are you a damned sinner under the law? I hope so. You must be. If you aren't, leave the space. Christ is not for you. We have so little direct preaching of law and gospel these days that I am verily distraught. And I wonder if we preachers are preaching the Missouri Synod to death.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Pastor Matt Harrison on the state of preaching. 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, talking about Andrew Cuomo, Roman Catholic governor of New York.
Case like Andrew Cuomo, I think, shows just how hard it is to get kicked out of the Catholic Church. I mean, you really have to work at it to get kicked out of the Catholic Church. You know, people have this image that, you know, the Pope's controlling everything and that the bishops are bossing everyone around and so on. It's like, oh my gosh, if you're not going to kick out Andrew Cuomo, who would you kick out, you know? I mean, he's really, as you say, really quite flagrantly in violation of church teaching.
That's soundbite number three. Now, it's almost time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, because here comes soundbite number four. Kelly Klagas talking about teaching kids hymns.
Adults sometimes speak of hymns as though they're impossibly hard for children to learn, but I think most of the time they're projecting, because hymns have become difficult for some adults to learn, and so they find that they can't teach them to their own kids. Hymns and other church stuff in general has become boring to more jaded adults who are kind of used to more entertainment-driven culture, and they communicate that boredom to their kids. But the fact is, kids will like what they're taught to like, and they want to be like their parents, and they value the things that their parents tend to value. So the real question is, how do you get adults out of the whole mentality that hymns are bad, and how do you get the adults to value the historic Christian faith? Because once you learn the value of hymnody, that becomes something that makes sense that you would want to pass on to the next generation.
Now it's time to vote for Soundbite of the Week, and this break coming up is a great time to give us a call. 1-877-623-6943. Your chance to win an LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, July the 1st, 1-877-623-6943. You can vote by email, talkback@issuesetc.org, by tweet, @issuesetc, or go and vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do just that on this Friday afternoon, July the 1st. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Katie Schuerman, the best thing to say to a barren woman? Soundbite number two, Pastor Matt Harrison on the state of preaching? Soundbite number three, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse talking about Andrew Cuomo, Roman Catholic governor of New York? Or soundbite number four, Kelly Klagas teaching kids hymns? Those are the four sound bites. I want to hear your votes on the other side of the break. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite of the week, your votes on the other side of the break. This is Issues Etc.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Independent and in the black for 3 years and running. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
How does error find its way into the church? I've written an article in the latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal titled From Exception to Rule, How Error Replaces Truth in the Church, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jordan Cooper details his journey from Calvinism to Lutheranism. The latest Issues Etc. journal, journal@issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, and that means you vote. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, July the 1st. Up first from Kansas City, here's Mike. Thanks for waiting, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And I'd like to vote for Katie Sherman's, really simple advice to a barren woman. And the reason for that is that, you know, in my particular case, all too often, it's not my traditional sins that I only need to be saved from, but, you know, it's the aspirations I have for my own success and the misplaced faith I tend to put in that I need to be saved from as much as anything, and her advice fits me perfectly. If you ever have the occasion to talk to her again, please tell her I said so, would you please?
Certainly will. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kansas City. Here's Anne in St. Louis. Hi, Anne. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. I think the number one lady was wonderful, but I think Matt Harrison was spectacular. He did not mince words. He was not politically correct. And after all, our eternity is at stake here. So I vote for Matt Harrison.
All right. That's a vote for soundbite number two. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Michael in Strasburg, Illinois has a vote for soundbite number one. That would be Katie Schuerman, the best thing to say to a barren woman. He says, Christ as the only hope in the midst of suffering. Run to Christ. Run to the man who speaks Christ's word. Run to hear the word where Christ speaks. Run to the supper where Christ is. Don't walk. Run, says Mike in Strasburg, Illinois. Receive the grace of God and receive it as soon as possible. How can you not vote for that? Michael, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Eric votes for soundbite number two. He says, this one should be soundbite of the month or year. This should be proclaimed at the start of every church service. That's a vote for soundbite number two, Pastor Matt Harrison, on the state of preaching. Tom in Racine, Wisconsin, votes for Pastor Matt Harrison. He says, as usual, all of them are excellent. I pick Matt's because what he says seems to be most important. If our preaching is better, a lot of other things will fall in line, and he's the only one with a mustache. Well, that's quite true. He's the only one, I think, who's capable of having a mustache this week. Thanks for listening in Racine. Steve in Springfield, Illinois says, I vote for Katie Schuerman because Kelly eloquently used our Christian doctrine as a wonderful guide to teach, to reach out to the barren and provide them solace. That's a vote for Katie Schuerman and soundbite number one. Mike in Preston, Kansas says, great soundbites this week. As always, I'd sure like to vote for Matt Harrison because his comments are so powerful, but it seems to me that they were very pointed to us pastors. Well, that's quite true. Although also to hearers as well. He goes on to say, so I'm voting for Kelly Klagus. Hymns are a wonderful way for every Christian to speak and sing law and gospel and rightly to distinguish between them to children and to all. Thanks for listening in Kansas, Mike. Beth says, Mrs. Schuerman, definitely. She emphasizes that women are on an even plane with Jesus, whether barren or gifted with children. This soundbite might help the church better with better cohesion and communication. Beth, thank you very much for your vote. Scott's listening in Illinois. Scott, thanks for waiting.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for the Kelly Clagis soundbite. As a church musician, getting the kids to buy into hymns is pretty easy. In my opinion, one of the biggest barriers for adults in embracing hymnody, especially the men of the congregation, is having a competent accompanist. Men gravitate toward competence, but women, by and large, will endure a bad performance with a smile because of their relationship to the performer. If the organist is not familiar with Lutheran worship practice or not adept at leading a congregation through an unfamiliar hymn, or can't accurately play what's on the page in front of them, the congregation isn't going to throw the organist under the bus. They're going to throw out the hymns. A guitarist in a praise band needs far less skill to do what a guitarist does than what an organist needs to do what an organist does. Get a competent church musician to teach good hymns to a congregation. Get someone who can win over the parents with superior musicianship. Get that person and pay them well. Don't get a CD set of an organist. We don't need to teach congregations to pretend along with a recording. Once you have a person in place for a few years, parents will be more open to passing on hymnody because it is valued. It's not going to happen when it makes people cringe.
Scott, thank you very much. Coming from a church musician. Albert in Mission Viejo, California says, another vote for Pastor Harrison. Thanks for listening in California. Jason listens in Texas. He says, I really like the soundbite from Katie Schuerman. We all need to run to Christ. I also liked the soundbite from Kelly Clagis. She's right on about the whole projection thing. Parents need to stand back and let the kids sing A Mighty Fortress or Salvation Unto Us Has Come. But how could I not vote for President Matt Harrison, who so succinctly puts it all on the shoulders of Christ? Wow, he says. Not only are some failing in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to do this, but this is a problem in the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod as well, where the gospel sometimes takes a back seat. Preach the law and the gospel every sermon, every Sunday. I like the way you think, Jason in Texas. Thank you very much. A vote from Naughty Singer via Twitter, Kelly Clagis, teaching children hymns. Thanks for the Twitter vote as well. Let's see, this vote comes from Eric in Hamilton, Ohio. He says he votes for soundbite number 4, teaching kids hymns. I really like the heart of this clip. Sure, it's a great idea to teach kids hymns, but really, if our adult hearts and minds are in the right place in life and worship, it's not really even a matter of teaching the hymns to them. It's a point of, this is who we are, this is what we do. Projecting, as Kelly said. Great scriptural law and gospel hymns can be part of our daily lives, prayer and devotion as much as a part of our divine worship. I always like to share the point that youth from our congregation will share the fact that they don't prefer or care much for contemporary flavor of the day worship. Sure, it's because they're not exposed to it in the service, but thank God that's a good thing. There's plenty of opportunity to live and to enjoy Christian fellowship. Not that our divine service isn't enjoyable. Thanks for all you do. Eric, thank you very much and for your vote as well. Frank in Clayton, North Carolina says, my vote for soundbite of the week goes to Kelly Clagis. I'm voting for her not only for soundbite that just popped up on iTunes, but for the whole interview. It frustrates me to no end to hear parents tell me that children aren't able to be taught even the basics of the Christian faith. Kelly's a great example of what all Christian parents should do in teaching the apostolic faith to children. Not only is she walking the walk, she used her incredible talents as both author and artist to teach other moms and dads to do the same. Go Kelly, says Frank in Clayton, North Carolina. That means winner of Soundbite of the Week this week is number 4, Kelly Clagis, teaching kids hymns.
Adults sometimes speak of hymns as though they're impossibly hard for children to learn, but I think most of the time they're projecting because hymns have become difficult for some adults to learn. And so they find that they can't teach them to their own kids. Hymns and other church stuff in general has become boring to more jaded adults who are kind of used to a more entertainment-driven culture, and they communicate that boredom to their kids. But the fact is, kids will like what they're taught to like, and they want to be like their parents, and they value the things that their parents tend to value. So the real question is, how do you get adults out of the whole mentality that hymns are bad And how do you get the adults to value the historic Christian faith? Because once you learn the value of hymnody, that becomes something that makes sense that you would want to pass on to the next generation.
All right. That, according to your votes, is the soundbite of the week this week here on Issues Etc. The LPR bundle package goes to Eric in Hamilton, Ohio. Thanks for your vote, and thanks to everybody who voted for soundbite of the week, everybody who called, emailed, and visited our Facebook fan page and even tweeted in their votes. The LPR bundle package goes to Eric. Eric, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, that's important. Talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a secure financial contribution by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, Issues Etc. is listener-supported and entirely independent. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support, especially during these difficult summer months. Now, when you go to church this weekend, invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week, Monday on the program, a great way to kick off Monday. We'll be talking to Dr. Paul Meyer about first century Jewish and Roman historian Josephus. You do not want to miss that Monday on Issues Etc. First, we got to begin with the parents. To teach our kids the hymns, first our parents need to know the hymns. That means that our churches need to be singing the songs of the faith, the songs that wiser and more mature Christians have left to us in their wisdom and their maturity. They have passed on to us the faith from sometimes centuries back, sometimes millennia, sometimes just years or decades, but they've passed it on as a witness. And who are we to close our ears to the songs that they have left for us to sing and to close our children's ears to those same songs that so beautifully communicate faith in Jesus Christ and the life of his church? So we start with the parents. And this means it's a multi-generational project. It means we start with the older ones so they can teach the younger ones. And eventually, as the younger ones grow, they will teach their younger ones. This is how the church has passed on the Christian faith, through sound Christian singing and song for all of its long history. And this is how it will continue. What does St. Paul says? He says, the word of Christ will dwell in you richly. You sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. He knows how it works, but it starts with the parents. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.